This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Elizabeth and Dave Marr are filling their car with garden supplies for the summer season at Canadian Tire in Minden. While they live in Mississauga, their cottage here in Halliburton County is a favorite escape. In the city, they still get mail delivered to their home, but not for very much longer. As part of an effort to restore and renew the country's postal service, Canada Post recently announced its plan to convert all home delivery addresses to community mailboxes. In a statement detailing the plan provided to Canoe FM, the Crown Corporation says, taking this action will, quote, ensure it can meet evolving needs of Canadians in a financially sustainable way, end quote. Starting later this year, Canada Post will eliminate door-to-door mail delivery to 136,000 residents across the country. Then, over the next 5 years, it will convert approximately 4 million addresses that still receive door-to-door delivery to community mailboxes. The Marrs say they don't expect the change to cause too much trouble for them, but it will be more of an inconvenience.
Well, I get home delivery now, and obviously, not up here. We get home delivery at Mississauga. You know, it's going to be a nuisance, I guess, if we have to pick it up somewhere else. We don't get a lot of, other than bills or our financial planner's documents, we don't get a lot of mail anyway. I don't think it'll affect us that much.
Since 2025, the federal government has financially bailed out Canada Post three times to the tune of $2.72 billion. Canada Post's decision to end home mail delivery comes as a result of year-over-year financial losses, a drastic drop in mail volumes, labor disputes, rising operational costs, and stiff parcel delivery competition. The Crown Corporation says eliminating door-to-door mail delivery will save nearly $400 million a year. Andy McMillan lives in Halliburton and gets his mail delivered to his home. But in an effort to reduce waste, he now receives his bills via email. So the amount of physical mail he receives regularly is minimal. He doesn't expect the move to eliminate door-to-door mail delivery will impact him. But he knows for others, it might be a problem.
They're not going to be very happy, but I mean, at the same time, maybe it's time to stop bailing them out, right? I'm of the age of email, right? So I'm not too concerned about it. We don't get much mail as it is, but I'm sure it'll play an impact on people that don't like to do that.
Samantha Pamplin is at the garden center too, picking up what she needs for the season ahead. She's lived on Kinesis Lake for the past 12 years and has never received home mail delivery, but she can imagine how it will impact others.
Especially in this area, that affects a lot of people. There's a lot of older folks that's going to affect greatly. A lot of people have to outsource, like getting to town and stuff. Like everything's so spread out, so that's not a good game plan on their part.
Canada Post will begin converting home delivery to super mailboxes in a number of communities in 2026, including Ottawa and Etobicoke in Ontario, Moncton and Riverview in New Brunswick, Sept Îles and Candiac and La Prairie in Quebec, Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Abbotsford, Mission, District of North Vancouver, City of North Vancouver, and West Vancouver in British Columbia.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.